if this comes from your radio.
Y ahora, tu radionovela Promesas y Traiciones.
You know it's time for Promesas y Traiciones. That's Promises and Betrayals, a radio novela on La Jefa Radio, Birmingham's Spanish language radio station. The radio drama is produced by the nonprofit Media for Health and presents public health information to the Hispanic community of Jefferson County. As executive producer Betsy Hunter explains, their mission is to inspire healthier living.
Create interesting, dramatic, compelling audio content for radio, web, and other platforms.
The program targets Latinos because they aren't usually reached by traditional health campaigns. Johns Hopkins University professor Hera Han says recent immigrants also tend to have low health literacy. If individuals don't understand the healthcare system, they are less likely to get early screenings and treatment for chronic illnesses, and this can affect the rest of the community. A recent study in the Annals of Internal Medicine found that people with low health literacy had more hospitalizations and spent more time in the emergency room, which can ultimately cost taxpayers money. The radio novella Promises and Betrayals addresses that lack of knowledge with information weaved into the plotline. For instance, here, two brothers discuss living with diabetes while they work in a restaurant.
¿Para qué te cuento?
¿Y eso qué, hombre? Mucha gente vive con diabetes toda su vida. ¿Recuerdas que eso es lo que padece el tío Beto?
Sí, pero...
Each five-minute episode airs within a larger one-hour talk show. On the show, guests answer caller questions about the issues presented in the drama. Listeners learn about disease management, but also about prevention. Because the program airs in Birmingham, its audience could be affected by Alabama's new immigration law. Under the law, undocumented immigrants cannot receive primary or preventive care. Carlos Sanchez is with the Jefferson County Health Department. He thinks the law could create obstacles for public health officials.
The issues of public health cannot be based on whether or not somebody has a piece of paper. If we want to have a healthy community, we really need to make sure that the healthy community sectors or components are tended to.
Sanchez says good public health outcomes depend on support from the community. He says many of the immigrants in Jefferson County are documented, but he thinks the media gives them the impression that they are unwelcome. As a result, immigrants may avoid treatment because they are worried about discrimination.
That's the biggest risk. People may not actually access health care at all, putting at risk their lives and the lives of those around them.
The radio novella Promises and Betrayals is one attempt at lowering that risk for both Hispanic immigrants in Birmingham and the community at large. For WBHM, I'm Claire Gamlin.